You ever eat any fried sweet potatoes, sliced sweet potatoes?
Not fried, no.
Well, you missed another treat. My granddaddy liked to fry those sweet potatoes in ham gravy, or, you know, near ham gravy. You wouldn't have enough ham to fry all that. You can get the same kind of gravy just about out of the shoulders. And thing, sausage gravy. Now he'd like to, for breakfast, he'd like two or three slices of that potato and fry it in that gravy. And that was good. Then he'd take those fried potatoes and put syrup and butter on that and eat it. That was good.
One other thing that's a bread type of thing, but this is sweet, and you have them for breakfast, they're round with a hole in the middle.
We had to, out in the country, we thought it had sweet bread and sweet loaf, and they kept on until they got to town, they called it donuts.
That's the same thing.
With a hole in the center. Did you ever eat a donut and leave the hole?
No.
Try it.
All right. That would be hard to do, I guess.
Making homemade donuts, you usually cut the outside, then you have a smaller one, about 3/4 inch across the center of it. Well, I take those and fry them just with the donuts. You got a donut with a hole in it, and you got a little solid donut, I reckon you'd call it, or a little... Yeah, I like the little one just to do the donut.
Well, it should taste just the same.
Then you learn by cooking how you glaze them. You can glaze some with glazing made out of syrup. Now, you take long time ago, people didn't have nothing but what they had at home. I'll tell you something else. I used to buy these good pink salmon. And this is something about your price now.
Yeah.
We had hens out there, and when I first started buying them and keeping them for the hens to buy, cost me a nickel a can, 20 cans to the dollar. Then it got up to 15 cans to the dollar, got down to that. Then got down to 12, 10, 9, 7, 5, 3, 2, now 1. Then one, now it's they're nearly $2 per can.
Oh my, that's ridiculous.
Same kind of salmon. Now I guess the farmers back then, little girl, had to do, they were purchasing far different what to do it now. Now, some of the women here in town, we had one when I worked at the paper shop. A fellow would go to the phone about 10 o'clock up in the day, and he'd order his food for his lunch, he and his wife and children, and then he'd order again in the evening. The merchants was credit then, did it like the supermarkets out now. Well, I've seen him order 1 pound of lard, just enough for that. You take in the spring of the year, when those farmers, especially the sharecroppers, we'd come down and make arrangement at a store. I would go to the bank and borrow the money. They'd go over there and figure how many sacks of flour it'd take for his family for that year. And I remember Sam Knighton, that's Jeff Fortenberry's brother-in-law, Almer. He borrowed $50, spent $18 for fertilizer, and bought a dress or two and some shirts for the boys, and bought his flour and lard for the year.
Now you can't, amazing.
You can't get a week's supply for that.
No.